Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Hour, our open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. You can call 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. You can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Or you can text 411-923. That text number is only active during the broadcast, but the phone and email we answer all week long, whatever it is you're trying to get done around your home, castle, or cabin. Welcome to the program. It is, 33 or 34 years? I kind of lost track this last couple years. Have been kind of funny.
I think me too. I need to go back and count.
But we
it's however long Jennifer and I have been married, minus 10 years.
So that's 60 years, right?
So you can, thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. Again, 1-888-767-4348. We have some good news, finally. We've been talking about the constant soaring prices of lumber, but it's coming down. July futures ended Wednesday with lumber at $521.40 per thousand board feet, down 70%. Yeah. Yeah. From the high, which was just May, just 2 months ago, when it was selling at $1,711. A lot of this is just the restabilization of the supply chain, but they also cite a shift in spending from home improvement projects back to vacations and dining out.
You need a lot of lumber for that.
Yeah, boy, you need a lot of lumber for that.
I bet all those people who did their project in May wish they had waited just a couple weeks.
Now, Romy, hold on that one thing, because this has come up on three calls I've been on this week. Rosie, is now the right time to remodel? Materials are so expensive. Are they going to come down? And I projected months ago, lumber's going to come down. The reason lumber spiked was a trifecta of three situations that was a perfect storm that created a limited supply and an exploded demand. And I projected lumber was going to come back down, but I don't project. I don't think it's going to go much lower than 500, 1,000 board feet. And I don't see anything else coming down. And it would have to be a massive housing construction depression for it to even bounce down a couple pennies. So I tell people, look, if you're in a mood to build a remodel and you're doing this for your lifestyle and to fill your dreams, proceed. Don't wait thinking costs are going to go down. Now, I would not build a speculative house right now. I would not do a lot of real estate flipping right now because the costs are so high. But if it's building for your dreams, a remodeling project you've been thinking about for a long time, don't wait for prices to go down. It just isn't going to happen.
And the second part of that article talked about prices in retail coming down, citing an example in Ohio where on June 21st, it was $750 per 2x4. Now it's $625. But they said don't expect to see that cost savings in homes. They quoted both KB and Lennar saying, unless something drastic happens, we anticipate keeping that in our margin and not dropping home prices.
To make up what happened to them the last 12 months. I mean, just the price of lumber drove the average sales price of a new home. Just the increase in lumber raised the prices on an average, coast to coast, by $30,000.
Well, and they were buying lumber in May. Houses that are getting framed right now, they probably bought that lumber package in May, if not earlier, just to get it on site. So there was a long delay in time. So it's not like just because the price dropped doesn't mean they bought the lumber that's going in that day. They made that investment months ago. So, but that is good news. Lumber's coming back down.
It is. Yes, it is.
An invention that finally hit. How many times have you had a device you're trying to charge a cord with a USB and no cube to stick it in to the outlet.
Yes.
They're finally putting USBs in GFCI outlets. So you don't have to worry about finding the cube. And the GFCI is, of course, has to go in your kitchen, which is probably your kitchen countertop where you charge it anyway. Finally, LeGrand .us, you can see and order it online there. Then another great one that I really like this, it's called Install Support Tool. If you've ever hung cabinets by yourself, you know it's a very clumsy project. Once you, if you get your base countertops done, what we would do in the past is you would measure, okay, how much distance from the top of this cabinet to the bottom of your hanging cabinet is there, and then you would cut planks and use that plank to help support the cabinet up if you're doing it by yourself. But even still, that could be a little cumbersome. Well, this support tool, it's basically a post on a square, and then you've got another square on top, and it's got it's threaded, so you adjust it to the perfect height that you're looking for, and it holds it there while you secure it and anchor your cabinet to the wall. So for contractors, especially guys that are one-man crews that do cabinet installs, the install support tool, T-Jack, I think that gets added to a must.
It is. It's a pretty handy little tool to have for a lot of things. And it is like a screw jack, and it is extendable. I've actually used them to help hang drywall ceilings by myself. Just get it up there. Put the jack on one end while you go screw off the other side and come back and screw off. It is a pretty handy little tool. But I don't hang drywall by myself anymore. Especially on ceilings.
Well, I do think we had a broadcast recently with APS and SRP, and we were talking about the reliability of Arizona's power grid. And over last weekend, over 100,000 Arizonans were without power.
Kaboom!
Because of down power lines and the storms. But I do think we have to compliment them. The longest person that had to wait was only like a day and a half. I mean, that's pretty impressive, getting it restored to 100,000 people in that short a time. And as much as we all hate paying our electric bill, I think we can all agree we enjoy using electricity.
Oh, baby.
And at least we don't have to open up the headlines like this and find out, PG&E faces 33 criminal charges. None of our utility companies in Arizona are under that kind of, management. So congratulations to the men and women out there working to get that power back online. And I don't know if it's, I'm sure it's open by now, but they were talking about 35th Avenue, I think from Thunderbird South for like a mile, was completely closed off because just everything on that stretch, some microburst just knocked everything down and
plowed it over.
Had to reroute traffic for a couple of days getting that back up.
Well, and I was trying to explain the structural loads of homes earlier, and I was trying to explain the factor of shear, and that's kind of an unknown stress your home goes through that the engineers have to design to protect your home. And that pulling over, pushing over power lines and trees is the sheer stress of wind. And your home has to be designed to resist that. You don't want your home in the middle of 35th Avenue with the trees and the down power lines.
No. No, you don't. I completely blanked. What's the name of the mall on I-17? Metro Center?
Metro Center.
Mm-hmm. When Metro Center went down, we were speculating, all right, how long till Paradise Valley goes down?
Yeah, man.
Answer was Wednesday.
Kaboom.
Sears.
PV
Sears
Mall.
Is gone.
Oh, golly, that's something else. All the mortar, the rebar, the wiring, the ductwork. I mean, it's so much stuff in that building that's now just being...
I know. If I had the money to do it, both of those would have been great opportunities to set up manufacturing. The infrastructure's there. The power's there. The plumbing's there, the space is there, big open spaces, move in the machines and the people and start cranking out American-made products. But they're turning Paradise Valley into something that resembles It sounds like what you would see in that new development that is on the east side of Desert Ridge, which is like the 101
the quarter
and Cave
and
Creek.
The Kierland and all that.
And it's like condos and businesses and grocery store.
More traffic.
If you lived there, you wouldn't have to. You could live there without a vehicle.
You would hope they would.
If you could get if you get a job in one of the businesses and you got your condo in the same building and the grocery store right there and there's entertainment all around and restaurants, you could live there without a vehicle.
It's like Scottsdale and Lincoln when they finally rezoned that empty parcel that's been empty since we got here in 65 and now it's being completely populated. They sold that to the citizens saying, these are all going to be people that never need to leave the property. They never need to. Scottsdale and Lincoln's going to be one of the most congested intersections in all of the valley, I'll tell you.
And a shame is there was a really neat adobe house on that property. I was hoping somebody would
grab it.
Well, and make the effort to register it historic. I mean, it really looked like something that when you walk up, you expect John Wayne to come out with a six shooter and put on his vest. But by the time I got to see this, and this was 20 years ago, the previous person that had tried to restore it had absolutely no idea what they were doing and had tried to fur out adobe walls and hang drywall. And then the roofs was so full of conduit. It was kind of a disaster. It was sad to see. But anyway, that's a little bit of what's going on in your backyard as it relates to the building industry and housing. We've got Stan on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Last hour, we took a call from somebody that shared their DIY nightmare on finishing concrete. Well, Stan's going to tackle it, and he wants to know how to help. He wants to know how to do that, and we'll get to it right after this.